Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Tasha.
And I am Ebony. Your girl is back in the building.
Wow. And we have a guest today. Hi, special guest. Our special guest is Sharika Brown.
Hey, Miss Sharika Brown.
The Ebony to Ebony's ivory, apparently. The Ebony to, I don't know, how she just said that. Her name is Ebony, but she's the ivory of the pair.
Of that duo.
We go way back like two flats. Absolutely. Like, grew up. Came into this world. Learned. Looked at stuff. Experienced. Baby, we still here.
We still here.
And we don't look like what we've been through.
Hallelujah.
Y'all is not... I'm going to stop it right now. Y'all not about to be testifying up on here.
I was about to get that shout.
All the hedonism that's about to go on.
Got to get it up. Get that shout at first. Got to praise him. Okay, we're done.
I can't. I hate that I can't touch y'all in real life.
Yes. Wrap your hands around yourself, baby. Wrap your hands around yourself and squeeze real tight. That's me, baby. That's me, baby.
Did you have to grab your breast with that?
Oh, is that what you did?
Yes.
That ain't me. That's the spirit.
All right. So let me get in y'all business for a minute.
Get on.
Have you guys ever masturbated in a public bathroom or a public place? Let's go, Miss Sharika. You are our guest.
You get to go first.
I have done it in my car. I feel like I was probably during the season where I was watching, I was very connected with a whole lot of different, so sex was coming from everywhere. So I was actually on the way to a destination. I think I seen a little snippet, I heard a little video of something and some sounds, and it was just too much. And so then I just decided to go ahead and take care of that.
Stoplight action. Stoplight action.
Give me a little taste.
Little red light action.
Be still. Sit down somewhere. Because you don't want to have an accident. But yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Safety first.
All right.
Okay. What about you, Tasha?
I mean, in public, I think I told y'all that was when I was in elementary school. I was in the sixth grade. I think I told that story on here. I told that story on here, and you reacted the same way.
She was in elementary.
I was sent to the principal's office, and we sat in between the double doors. I was in timeout.
I think you did.
Yeah. But not like outside in public that I can think of, but like, you know, like in my office at work recently is the most public, I guess, it's been for me.
What about you, Ebony?
I can't say that I personally have done it myself because I have never, but I have done it to others. And since before I leave this job, I'm going to do myself at work to give it some action because I hate that shit place. I'm going to make sure I do it at work. Got to get some excitement somewhere, huh? Thank you for calling the BBB.
Yes. I'm sure the listeners are tired of you and complaining about your jobs and all the ones you've been through. You love them, then you hate them.
Look, I'm tempted to go back to that last motherfucker because
Are not taking you back a third time, sweetheart.
They gonna run me off.
They gonna be like, bitch, please.
They gonna say, bitch, why?
And the amount of money that they tried to offer you. They offered you a life-changing amount of money and you still told them no.
Bitch, I was like, send me to Birmingham for that amount. I'll go.
Oh my God.
I don't think they're gonna take you back.
And see. No. I don't know.
That ship is
But
sailing.
No, I have never pleasured myself in public, but I have done it to a stranger in public and to others in public, but I've not done it to myself. I need to experience that type of joy.
I too have masturbated someone else in public, but I have never. I fucked in public. I never masturbated in public.
Fucking in public used to be every Thursday. It was a date night for me. Thursday night, date night. Remember me and AF? From Varsity, my Mexican?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's what y'all did.
Thursday date night.
Like, I don't I don't prefer to. I do it only when necessary. Because I want the real thing. And so, you know, there are times where I'll say go without or not do it because I'm waiting on the real thing. And that's great for me. I don't have any dildos. I don't have a bunch of tools, and I don't have any of that.
I have.
I'll turn on some Pornhub though when I need to.
I have those, but I'm not a big fan.
You just recently got engaged. So what about before you were engaged, and in that time when there was no one in your life, you still didn't have any toys? Have you never not had toys?
I probably had some in my 20s. I just turned 46, so in my 20s, I probably had a dildo, but I didn't use it very often. Because I wasn't in a relationship, definitely doesn't mean that I wasn't having none, because I was having plenty. I was having plenty. It wasn't like a run out or, you know, and I'll go through, I used to call it droughts, you know, where it wasn't too popping, but, you know, that may be more from my don't want to give that one some or don't want to engage with that one. But I've always had it there. You know what I'm saying? So I prefer not to.
Actually. So does your fiance, would he like to experiment with toys?
Fiance, would you like to experiment with toys?
Would you like it?
Yeah. Let's ask him.
Hold on.
Yeah, we got to ask him. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm getting drunk tonight since I'm about to be at work until 10:45.
Okay, we'll get there. Where your Bombay at?
Now, fuck that. Albany and them, well, it's over there. But Albany and them they was taking that. My poor daughter, she just drink and smoke and just take the licking and keep on digging. Don't nothing lock that girl down.
Nothing at all.
She
is
like, damn.
Hey, fiance. Hey, honey. All right,
so
AKA the dick. Hey, honey.
He just wifed me.
Okay, so what did you say his name was? Because we wasn't still.
Honey. Honey. My honey. That's what she introduced me to him at. That's my honey. Hey, honey.
Oh, you got a great smile, honey. I can't call you that because that's what I call him, and that's awkward.
Oh, look at him being bashful. You better stop.
Just say you better stop.
Give me trying.
What question did you pose to me?
The question was Beyonce like to introduce toys into your relationship?
We talking about like...
sex toys, dildos, rolls.
Sex toys.
The rolls. Cock rings. I mean...
I mean, as far as introducing, I'm pretty sure she's
not introduced. Don't get hung up on the wordplay here.
Right. Don't get hung up.
Do y'all want to start using? How about that? Do you use? Do you want to use? Do you care about using them with your woman?
You know.
You good with the way things are?
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh, you ain't never scared. Gotcha.
I ain't never scared.
you know, boom, like, I can introduce, you know, hanging from the ceiling fan too. I mean, but you know,
I need to hang from the ceiling fan.
Hey, all right, hang her high.
Swing low,
hang her ass high, shit.
Swing chariot.
That's why I was running late because I was fucking. So, hey.
I'll do a quick little introduction. This person here on the right is Tasha. Tasha, I've been knowing for a lot of years. We took care of her babies, and the babies is grown now. And so I've known. known her for a long time. Miss is it
Shari?
Shari. I just missed Miss Shari today. And then the other young lady is Miss Ebony. We went to school, high school. So I've been knowing her for forever.
Okay.
So she's seen me through the years.
And I met her through that one down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm about to tell y'all about a kink. So before I tell y'all about a kink, do any of y'all have want to reveal any kinks or fetishes that y'all have first before I tell y'all about this kink? Because maybe and perhaps one of y'all may say this kink, but you didn't know that it was an actual, like, real, it had a name other than what you do with it. Okay?
I think we've, like, ventured eye licking, elbow licking.
I don't really have any kinks or fetishes.
You know, we've discussed my fetishes, so I don't know. What else could there be?
What about the couple?
He like eyeball licking. So fetishes for me,
eyeballs and armpits. That's Ebony.
I probably knocked out the ones that I did have. You know, I got the opportunity to go through the. You know, I was married for 18 years and in that relationship for 18, and then I was single for almost 7 years. And so during that 7 year period, I've had the opportunity to explore a little bit and try something.
Get your freak on.
And I did that. And so I think a lot of it had to do with finding out what my actual sexual nature is, from being in that relationship for all those years and being with that one person all them years and not really feeling fulfilled sexually. So I got to explore and really reach out and touch myself and touch others during that time. So I appreciate the journey and the time that I've had to work on my sacred sexual discovery.
Does honey know how open and sexual you surely he does. Because you know, he put a ring on it.
But he's over there blushing.
But is he comfortable talking about it? Because if you see the expressions, you know, the people going to get to see this. The people going to see this. And they get to see all them expressions you're making behind
you. He's blushing. Like,
he covered his face. He blushing.
I just seen all of them.
That guy.
Yeah, he flung his dreads in his face. He was like...
I'm saying, so these faces that y'all see them, I see them all the time as well, so I'm not shocked or, you know, like, oh my okay. God, why are you making that face?
I just wanted to make sure that you weren't saying nothing you ain't supposed to be saying, that's all. Carry on then, get back to the good meat. What you say, honey?
She ain't in no trouble.
Oh, okay, that's all I was saying.
I don't do trouble, ladies.
So, just so you guys know.
I am trouble. I don't do trouble. I am the trouble.
Yes, we know.
You are. We know. If you ain't never told a truth in your whole life,
that was
the truth.
That was it.
You know, that's the first time I ever heard you tell the truth.
You a goddamn fine. But that's okay. I ain't got time for that.
That's the truth.
So, if you guys have ever did any, like, typed in your search engines deep throat videos, this is the kink for you. It is called
deep throatophilia.
No. It's emetophilia.
That's why it's called toppy.
It's toppy.
Etopophilia.
Okay.
That is a fetish of mine. I do love sucking dick.
Yeah, that's so.
I don't necessarily call it
so
a fetish.
So when they say, you know, give them the sloppy toppy, it's because of the etopophilia. So yeah, so even, but. It's a what?
It's a fetish.
It is.
I didn't know either. Yeah. I mean, we learn new shit all the time. But it is deep throating is a kink. But y'all know I always have to take it to the next level. So it's not just the act of deep throating. It's the act of vomiting
on the dick.
On the dick and deep throating it.
You mean the
That's where the E come in at, I guess.
Yeah, the E, like emaciation, you know, is vomiting.
That makes us feel like, you know, hey, you know, ain't nothing.
It make y'all feel like y'all doing something, don't it? It make y'all feel like y'all packing.
Yeah, I mean, those women going straight to heaven. Like, pat, you know, don't even worry about the pan, just going straight to heaven.
You're not gonna stop at the gate to see St. Peter's. No, you're gonna walk right in. You got me.
Walk right in. You get whatever. You know, he says a lot after, you know, times that we have together, whatever. He be like, you know, things like that to make me pay your bills. Things like that, you know, he'll say stuff like that to me, and I'm just like, this isn't stuff that I like and I enjoy, but okay, if you want to pay my bills.
Hey, if he give you the debit card after you give him some toppy, then you right there. You got it. Okay. I had somebody write me a check. I don't know. I didn't never try to cash it because I was scared. So, but yeah.
You dumb as hell.
I would have went straight to the bank.
I was like, eh, I don't know. I'd rather take cash.
That kink for me, like, I have emotophobia.
Emancophobia.
I don't like to vomit because I pee a little bit when I vomit. I don't like that.
Right.
So I don't like to throw up. I don't like to vomit. I don't like none of that.
So there was like levels to this kink. So the first level is just the act of liking to deep throat. The second part was the vomiting part. But I'm taking one more level.
I know when WAP came out, I was like, I want you to hit that little dangling thing that's swinging the back of my throat. I know I was like, rah, rah, rah for that, but in real time, I was like, no, because I don't want that one. And the tears running down my face, me looking like I've just been sick. Like, I don't want that. I still be wanting to try to be looking sexy when I'm doing it. Like, I want to look tired, and I want to look like I've been ran through. Let me rephrase, because I'm sorry.
You've been ran through, though.
Hold on. Let me rephrase. I don't want to look like that. I just want to.
Have you ever been reviewed on your head? Have you ever had your head game reviewed? Like, had feedback?
I haven't had anyone say,
"Don't do it. Stop.
Don't do that no more."
That's embarrassing. Some people won't tell you.
Take your class.
Yeah, don't tell people that. I didn't
take her head giving class.
Stop telling people that.
The next time I come here, I need a head giving class.
You actually didn't really. You got a class on how to ease into salad tossing, and not really head. Oh,
did you hear me? Because you're ignoring me, and no, I just made you a request. Okay.
Is you gonna start doing it before marriage or something, or you just?
I do want to suck his dick.
Okay. I'm rooting for you.
Who else? Thanks for the edit.
Dope. We are recording, aren't we?
The cat is out the bag.
Well, she's gonna have to edit that.
I'm gonna edit that out.
I don't have the initials or the city.
What are we calling?
He's always been the artist.
Yeah, I missed that. The artist from now on.
For one, this bitch be talking about, I don't suck dick until I'm married.
That is not what I said, but we're going to keep rolling with it because it makes for great entertainment.
That's exactly what the bitch said, but.
You know. I said the only dicks I've ever sucked were the dicks I was married to. That's what I said.
No, because we asked, we stopped, we backed up, we confirmed, and you stole the same lie.
And again. Before you were married.
And he was banned. He was banned from the show for saying that.
He was not banned from the show. He's been on the show twice since then. Y'all be lying.
He was put on suspension.
He was not.
We went from seeing him every other week to seeing him.
He was never on the show that much.
Shit.
He was never on the show that much.
Shit.
Well, if y'all, hold on, guests. I love my chocolate ebony. So if you see me, I can't even remember the word, but I was about to
you
say.
See me, you see her, you see her, you see me, you see me, you see her.
If you see me slowly progressing down, whatever that word is,
digressing?
It's because I'm getting drunk tonight.
Like you've already started to decline?
We already can't see your eyes.
You're already on the downhill slope. All we see are eyelids.
Okay.
I had salmon today, and the only thing I could think about was, please don't let me make it home to get a drink of water, please.
Okay, well, let's finish this kink up. Pause your salad story. Let's finish this kink up so we can move on. So the last part of this three-part kink is...
There's more.
It is. There's more. People will actually go to restaurants or eat certain foods just so they can see them thrown back up on the dick. So they can eat them back off.
So there's a particular food that you want to
chew. So if you feel like I need you to eat some pineapples because I want pineapples on my dick.
That is so disgusting. And those people are fucking gross. I talked to a guy one time that talked about wanting to get shit on.
You should have shit on him.
He looked surprised by that.
Oh, no, he wanted to shit on you?
He wanted to shit on you,
and then he wanted to be shit on.
That motherfucker was listening to too much motherfucking Biggie.
I would have shit on him, but if he even would have came near me.
So after I shits on the bitch.
Exactly.
So after I shits on the bitch.
Before that conversation, and after that, I think he blocked me because I didn't respond the way he wanted me to respond. Because, I feel like whatever you're into is fine. That's what you're into. It just ain't got nothing to do with me.
But I really want to know what you said. I don't want you to shy over what I would like to know what you actually
said.
What was
your response?
Yes.
I think that, you know, sexually, there's a ton of different fetishes, and I know people got foot fetishes. There's so many different types. There are people like him. People like midgets, like it's so many different things. So when I heard it, I just heard it from the response that's what he liked. You know, I shared it. I was at work at the time, and I told my coworkers. And my coworkers, we had that kind of relationship. My coworkers was completely grossed out. But again, I understand because I've watched and been in and seen how the single world is and how sexually. It's an open thing to each individual. So there's other women that probably he run into that like shitting. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave this person very private, but we all know someone that likes to be shit on, all of us. You may not know them personally, but you've probably been inside their establishment, and they all love to be shit on. Okay. You've been inside the establishment for some reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
You don't want to give initials.
Mm-hmm. I didn't shit on them, but somebody else I know told me.
I'm just saying, can we get some initials?
Not the shit her, bitch. The shit he.
Who allowed someone to shit on?
The initials for the shatter.
Their initials are MT.
Okay.
And we've been to their establishment.
Of course, several times. Yeah, guys, I'm there.
You've been in there.
Really?
And
did AT oblige?
Huh?
Did AT oblige?
You know, I don't know. I think somebody else obliged because she was disgusted.
Okay.
So, but somebody did shit on that nigga, and I was like, God damn. That's nasty. But you've been there. We'll have to talk about it off air. But when you.
That's
going to
be the song we play
like,
on the go out.
That's what they doing up in there?
Nasty.
Right.
So after I shit.
Yeah, that person in the concert was not, definitely not
she
here.
She said she wanted me to
and
cop
so,
over her.
No, I'm not shocked here, but okay. I think that it takes a special type of individual to want to be shit on. I mean, it's just
and
like,
it takes a special type of motherfucker to oblige in the shit.
I would do it at least once, but I would never.
Special than a motherfucker, like I said. Point made.
I would do it.
Point.
I would do it, but just know that after I shit on you, I ain't never kissing, touching, fucking. Like I'm just Yeah, I'm gonna ghost you after that. Just because you let me shit on you.
He might got a storage of jars of other people's shit. You know what I'm saying? And
if I shit on you, I am literally gonna shit on you. You will never hear my voice again.
That's what I said. I will definitely ghost you after that. Like, we ain't never talking. But I'll do it.
I just ain't cocking over nobody and shit. No,
I don't think so.
Come around about 8 o'clock in the morning and ask me about 8. My poops be on schedule.
Like, I'm so private when it comes to shitting.
The way you be FaceTiming people when you be on the toilet. Talking about she's this private when she shit.
I know. I didn't talk to you for about
privately
an hour.
Privately FaceTiming
2 hours.
Your shitty ass.
While you trying to push out shit. While I'm trying to talk you through it, bitch. Sit back. Massage your stomach.
Look, y'all might have been talking
but she private.
In the bathroom. That's talking on the phone and being in public while I'm using the restroom is completely different. That's not the same.
Okay.
These bitches always be trying to rag on me. I don't understand.
That's a who? What?
You know what I'm saying? No. Oh. What's that? She's shouting right there. No, I don't need nothing else. Though.
She showed up. She already going downhill.
Going down quickly.
Going down quickly, bitch. You still got my music to do it out.
Hey, Tasha need her music.
It's delicious.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yet. Delicious. I do. We'll talk about this.
Tasha need her music.
We only find this in Oklahoma City. Right, so when we were there at Byron's, when we were there, we got this. And my husband loves this. This is the most I've drank in probably 8 or 9 months. Because I haven't really been drinking a lot since my hysterectomy. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting fucked up tonight. I don't know who.
Well, it look like you home, mama.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Crash.
I went straight to bed. Man. Don't even bother me. Just leave me alone. Just let me go to sleep. Damn, what happened?
She went to let Christy in. And I was returning a text because, you know.
I can't
walk and do bubble gum. She was finishing her motherfucking story. And then when she got through talking, she was like, what happened? Now she's talking again.
Is it pronounced Reiki?
Reiki. It's actually pronounced Reiki. But most people say Reiki.
Okay, great. Since we haven't gotten to that part of the show yet, ma'am, you can hold your questions until we get there.
I don't have a question.
Music, please.
I'm making a statement.
Save your statement. Save your statement for that part of the show. Music, please.
I don't want to. I want to say it now before I forget.
No, well, bitch, put that shit in your motherfucking pocket and write it down.
Nope. You lit too.
I'm not, actually. I'm not. But she, I knew she was going to try to act like a bitch because somebody she knew was on the show tonight. You know, it could go either motherfucking way with this hoe. I could go either way with this hoe.
On this whole podcast tonight, and I just wanted to tell her.
And just because you took that last shot doesn't give you the right to go off the motherfucking Richter scale. I need music. We've been asking for music for 5 minutes now. Give me music, and then we can move on. It ain't got shit to do with you giving me my music, ho. It ain't got shit to do with you giving me my music.
Hey, can y'all stop arguing in front of the company? I need y'all to act civilized. Can she get her music, please, though, for real? For the 14th time?
Oh, my God. Back on the goddamn train.
Bitch, you the one off the train. That's a drunk for your ass.
Fuck you, ridiculous.
Driving the train, drove it off the track, and now want to try to direct it back on. That's the damn drunk of the show, right there.
Choo-choo. Okay, who's getting music? And what you doing, Tasha? You doing Fucks or Facts, or what you doing?
Celebrity dish. Whatever. Just whatever music you got. Just don't pull out the guitar.
Yeah. My guitar is not here.
Yay.
Hold on, I'm going to go get
it. No, we don't have time. No. Damn it. Oh, what happened? She about to get her guitar.
She went to get the guitar.
Oh, God.
Hello, Sissy.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are in for a treat. Mm. Didn't know it. But you're in for a treat. A Shrika, treat. Like, what's happening here? Y'all had a whole argument. Like, she got quiet.
Well, you know, I've been knowing these people for a long time. So I'm right here. I'm Girl. Good. I'm right here.
Yeah, you need that.
She unruly when she drunk.
See, look.
Oh.
We told you it was in for
she
a treat.
She has never had a lesson.
Tabber.
Tetal.
She don't even know what sheet music look like.
Play it now. I'm listening. You said a celebrity?
We talking about some Texans. So go on ahead with your badass, with your country music.
Celebrity-dish. We're talking about that good old shit. That celebrity-dish. Celebrity-dish. We're talking about that good old shit. It's some Texas shit. That celebrity-dish. We're talking about that celebrity-ish. We ain't got the business. We're talking about it. Where you gonna be? Let's thought about it. Let's go. Celebrity-dish. Celebrity-ish. We're talking about that celebrity.
She is gonna stop with your head.
That's celebrity-dish. We're talking about that celebrity-dish. You the only person I know can do that.
Well, sometimes.
I like how you started off soulful and then you finally figured out I'm supposed to be doing this as country music. Yeah. So it's the liquor. It's the liquor. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at it at all.
I feel it and I do it.
I'm not mad at it. All right, Tasha, what you got? What you got?
I'm trying to feel it so I can do it.
Oh, okay. 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 All right. So I know that y'all hear the news, y'all watch the news. This is about boys, don't beat me up. I'm just a messenger. Don't beat me up. This is about our Houston, Texas quarterback, Deshaun Watson. We ain't talked about him on the show yet. So I just happened to run across an interview today. Of course, Tasha K, because you know she's one of my sources. But one of the girls, she was 21 at the time. She's not even one that's bringing up a case, but she's one of the ones who encountered him as a client. Her name is Nia Lewis. But she did an interview saying that her very first appointment with him, he was very adamant about wanting her to massage the inner parts of his booty hole.
Oh, he liked that booty hole, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was very
interesting. I appreciate that.
But she gave, I had a video to pull up. She gave some details, quite some details on,
you know, I'm trying to take a class so I can become a booty hole masseuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't quite into it, but apparently there's a need for it out there. So.
I mean, there's these masseuse out here that are massaging women, extra erotic massages. Since I like pegging dudes, why not learn how to massage that booty hole?
They
right?
out there, they want to feel it. They want to feel it.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to oblige some people. I'm trying to make your pegging experience the ultimate experience.
The ultimate.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little bit of this.
Give me some business cards. That's for sure.
What you say, Sharika?
I said everybody's definitely not ready for that. the encounters and people I've talked to is always like a strong no. Like a strong no. And I'm like, but wait.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah, so I should have had that experience. don't mean I wouldn't, but I haven't had that experience.
So in your 7 years of traveling the world and experiencing stuff. I made it sound very professional. You never got to peg anyone or massage a booty hole or
never
a rim job or nothing? You got some groceries?
Kind of touching it. That was about it, though, because they were just completely uncomfortable and was running away. So, you know.
Are you a salad tosser?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I have not. I have a little bit, maybe.
time out. No, we're not about to.
That's been a very fresh area.
Excuse me, Miss Brown. Time out. I can't let you proceed. How do you almost?
How a little bit? How a little
how
bit?
How do you almost?
It was like this.
Lick a booty hole.
Sometimes you get adventurous and you just kind of want to get close, you know, but.
So again, that thing right in between, that space right in between, that's what the gooch, that's what they drives them crazy. They love that.
So if they're strong nose, then I'm just trying to see, you know what I'm saying?
Let me see.
Let me see how your nose is.
No, no, or no, no, no.
Yeah, they don't like it.
I love it.
My encounters.
Okay. All right. Tasha, you got your video cue?
Yeah, it went to a commercial. So as soon as it's back from commercial, we're gonna see where she at. I don't know. I didn't have a spot.
I like the name of that video. But. It says Naturally Unbothered Podcast, but
that's just what this play. I know, but that's what this playlist is.
Oh, and I just saved stuff. I was like, that was pretty dope.
I saved stuff in here.
It wasn't the actual words; it was the letters.
Given the nature of how things have. Kept prying me, who's your lawyer? So this person isn't your lawyer, like naming out name. He accidentally brushed up against me. That we would have to speak over the phone to discuss the I believe he said his focus points was the terminology that he used.
Okay.
Spoke over the phone. He was very adamant that we focused on his glutes. You know, me being 21 at the time, I was, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I said, okay, this is an athlete, he wants to focus on his glutes. That's perfectly fine with me. Cool. I told him my rate, and he came in, but then things just kind of went weird.
Now, when you say went weird, was it like immediately, like during the actual first session of him meeting you, booking you that day, you opening the salon and allowing him to come in, like it got weird that day?
It was gradual. The first meeting was actually not the worst. It was, okay. It always escalated every appointment. The only thing that really bothered me in the first appointment is he kept asking me to go inside of his butt. And I was just so confused. Normally on my male clients, well, any of my clients, I'll stop at the lower thigh. Okay. And, you know, just don't like their buttocks touched. And so I'll stop at the lower thigh and he kept asking me to go inside.
Like, and inside so I would like the crack or the hole?
I originally thought it was the crack.
Okay.
And so kind of go around that area and he still wasn't satisfied. And he was very adamant and he would say, don't be afraid to go inside. And in my mind, I'm like, there's nothing further. There's nowhere I can go unless it's.
I got a new man crush.
Inside of his anus.
Okay.
And it just totally threw me back. I remember as soon as I was done with the massage, the owner of the salon was sitting in the waiting area. We were the only two in the salon. And I was like, girl, you will not believe what just happened. And she's like, what? I'm like, he kept trying to make me go inside of his butt. He didn't want me to massage his arms, his neck, his back, his feet. It was, I want inside of my butt. And so she's like, do you think he likes men? I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't know why he would come to the north side of Houston to get a massage from me. I'm 21. He's telling me to massage inside of his butt. It was so random. But there was, I didn't really feel, I wasn't offended by it. I just thought this was something that my client may be ashamed of. He didn't want anybody to know. You know, he told me over the phone, you know, let's keep this discreet. So I didn't think it would go any further than that. I'm just like, maybe he doesn't want the people in the NFL to know that he has this little thing that he likes. Okay. And so when we booked our next appointment, I didn't think it would turn the way it did.
Oh. What happened?
The second appointment was just really inappropriate. He was very touchy-feely. He would act like he accidentally brushed up against my butt, like if I would be on the side of his neck or if I'd be at the front of the massage table and I would massage their neck, he would reach his hands back and try to grab my butt, or he would go like this and act like he accidentally brushed up against me. It was to the point where it came a time in the massage where I was massaging him from a distance because he kept trying to touch me and I had to keep jumping back. And then like the first massage, he basically told me he didn't want the rest of his body massaged. He wanted his groin area massaged and his butt only. He was fully waxed and he kept saying, "Do you want to put in your mouth?" And yeah. It was just very, very, very uncomfortable. I'm trying to be professional, but still get through this hour-long massage, you know, without any conflict. I just didn't want any conflict. I knew the owner of the salon, she was very...
Anyway, she goes on to say, like, he had pre-cum ejaculation when he got up, and he was trying to make her massage in that area, trying to force her to touch it and all that type of stuff, and... There ended up being like three sessions that she did. After the third session, she decided she wasn't gonna, she was done.
I'm gonna have to take back my crush, because the first part would have got you, but this second part? So fuck him. We should have shame-worthy him. We didn't do a shame-worthy, but we shame-worthy in him. Yeah. The fact that you nutted and wanted somebody to... massage that shit in of the massage is just
my thing. Is there are people out there that give happy ending massages or they'll plug your ass and whatever you want. Seek those people. Yeah, don't try to force somebody who's not into that old. Shit to yeah. do that. Like yeah. that's some crazy shit.
That's some
and that's basically shit. What all these other 20 women have said. And she goes on to talk about how his lawyer sought her out because he was trying to find out who had all come forward. She hadn't even filed no charge, no nothing against him or anything, but she came at her like she was trying to help her, but then come to find out she was trying to wheel her in to make sure that she wasn't. She was getting death threats and all kind of shit.
Wow. Like
they were calling her and just clicking guns and shooting off guns in the background. Mm-hmm. Like all that type of stuff.
So
that's
great.
Okay, so guys, you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and your show ideas. And Ebonites, you know how I absolutely adore your advice requests will keep them coming. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, iHeart Radio, Amazon, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Audible.
Make sure you subscribe. Audible and Audible. Please make sure that you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and select the notification button so that you guys are notified every time we post a new video or app on YouTube. Okay, are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? Are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? If you are, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com. And click the merch link so that you can get our dope-ass merch. We have t-shirts. We have shot glasses. We have mugs.